You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My two guests are Amy Lewin, Executive Director of the Oregon Cultural Trust, and Vance Beach, Executive Director of the Black Alliance and Social Empowerment of Southern Oregon, also known as BASE. Thank you both for joining me on the exchange today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, in full disclosure to our listeners, I've known Vance for a handful of years. I admire the work he does in the region, and I consider him a friend. This is his first time on the exchange with me. Last month, the Oregon Cultural Trust issued a press release announcing the award of a $34,000 grant to BASE to amplify Black stories and cultural heritage in the region. Amy, tell me about that award.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for having us. Hello, Southern Oregon. I'm sorry I can't join you all in studio this morning. The Cultural Trust every year funds different cultural nonprofits across the state. And BASE is a new addition to the Cultural Trust network of more than 1,600 cultural nonprofits across Oregon. We first connected with them during our Conversations with Funders tour in Medford. That was an event designed to build relationships between communities and funding partners. And shortly after, BASE applied to join our network and submitted a compelling proposal for cultural development funding.
So tell me more about the Oregon Cultural Trust. Why was it formed? When was it formed? How's it structured?
Yeah, thank you. So the trust will be celebrating 25 years of funding in 2026. And since then, over the almost 25 years, it's granted out more than $40 million for cultural activities in every corner of the state. It was established really to create a place for Oregonians to support culture in the state, and it's funded by thousands of Oregonians who each year donate to nonprofits and then match their donation to the Oregon Cultural Trust. And then when it's time to file their taxes, that donation to the Cultural Trust has 100% credit on their taxes. And so essentially what they're doing is redirecting funds directly into cultural organizations across the state to create economic vitality and cultural vitality.
Now, I understand there's some connection with Business Oregon. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so our organization is led by a governor-appointed board of directors and sits within the state's economic development agency called Business Oregon. And so in that space, we have the opportunity to connect not only with our board members and cultural leaders and cultural partners from across the state, but with our regional economic development leaders who are also placed across the state as well.
Now, these grants every year, and I'm not sure how much you said you've given out $40 million over the past 25 years, but how much per year? How much this year have you given out?
Yeah, this year we had more than 200 submissions for funding. And ultimately, BASE was one of 91 organizations awarded a grant. The peer review panel evaluated proposals from the cultural creativity category and recognized their project as a meaningful investment. But clearly, there are a lot of great opportunities and great organizations for funding. It's just a matter of the funding we have available and how we're able to redistribute that in meaningful ways across the state.
Okay, so it sounds like it's a competitive process.
It is.
And this year, you've given out how much?
So every year, we evaluate a percent of donations received. And so in 2024, the Cultural Trust received about $5.2 million from donors across the state. And our board redirected 58% of that back out into the community. And then by statute, 40% goes into our cultural trust fund that helps support administration and other things as we move through the years. So this year, we are putting out 58% of that $5.2 million.
Okay. And so let's get to you, Vance. Tell me about the Black Alliance and Social Empowerment, and why did you create this organization?
Well, you know, it all comes from my own upbringing in childhood, not really being able to see myself reflected in the community, in the business structure, in the education field, coming across some incredible historical thinkers like John Henrik Clark and Yosef Benyakinen and, a list of others. gave me a sense of pride and power that I didn't realize was there. And so, you know, coming from Phoenix, Arizona, and then moving to Southern Oregon and having my own family here and recognizing, you know, that this is a state that legally just excluded Black people from the entire fabric of society here. And so
That was in the Constitution.
Yeah, this was a part of the legal matters here. So it was incredibly important for me raising children here that, you know, all access and opportunity was felt and especially representation was had. And so that was kind of one of the pushing forces towards creating a foundation such as BASE. But it's actually an interesting story that started with what we call the Black Youth Leadership Summit that happens at Southern Oregon University. That was kind of the kickoff of the organization, because I have no intention of creating an organization. I just really wanted community building. But at that particular summit where we invite you know, hundreds of Black youth from across the valley to participate in workshops and summits where they see Black professors, they see their peers. There were two youth that came up to me after that said something incredibly important. One said, "I've never felt so included in this community before." And the other said, "I've never seen representation of Black people in this way." And they were just talking about the teachers, you know, and the administrators. And from there, it was like, okay, this can't just be a one-time-a-year thing. We have to create something that's more regular, a.k.a. we need a BASE.
I love that story, and it resonates with me. Mm-hmm. I know when I first got here, there was only one barber in the entire mm-hmm. valley mm-hmm. that I could go to who could cut my hair. So I do understand that representation, being able to see yourself. My guests are Amy Lewin, Executive Director mm-hmm. of the Oregon Cultural Trust, and Vance Beach, Executive Director of the Black Alliance and Social Empowerment of Southern Oregon, also known as BASE. So, Vance, let's stay with this for a moment. Take me back on your journey. You said you were from Phoenix. Mm-hmm. You grew up there. Now, that isn't a bastion of Black communities. What was your experience like there? And then what brought you here?
Yeah. Yeah, so my family actually is from Jamaica. So I have no idea why they came from the island to the desert. That's just a whole nother story. Okay. But yeah, both my mom and dad's side, they're from Jamaica. So they moved to the Phoenix area. My grandfather was a part of the Air Force. So they moved around quite a bit, but landed in Arizona. And my experience there, you know, I was actually around. There's you see, in Phoenix, although it's not like a huge population of Black folks there, there are, you know, those segregated areas, however, that they call the hoods or the projects, right? And so, we were kind of in those areas. I was around a lot of Black folks. However, you know, the education still, the representation still wasn't there. I never saw myself as anything other than, okay, to be successful, I can perhaps do a sports thing or an entertainment thing. I mean, that's literally how my mind thought when I was younger. I never really thought of being an owner of something or taking on leadership roles in anything other than maybe a sports position. You know, and that's just how it was. It's just how we grew up. We didn't see anything else. And so that's what I did. I played football all my, you know, childhood growing up, did other sports. But ultimately, I ended up bouncing around different colleges and ended up landing a scholarship here to Southern Oregon. Had no idea what it was, but I was at a point where I just needed to get somewhere, right? And so
let me pause you right quick, because that's the second time Southern Oregon University has factored into your story.
Yeah.
Your personal story and the story of those children.
Mm-hmm.
So this university holds a special place. Continue.
It really does. And so when I got here, you know, I played, and again, my mind was thinking I'm just here to play sports. I didn't even have really an idea about graduating. I was here on an athletic scholarship, so I was trying to stay afloat so I could play. And it really was, again, I'm going to draw back to the university. A counselor about my sophomore year was like, hey, you know, this is all you got to do and you can graduate. And they really just showed me myself. They gave me like a reason. They gave me like some empowering ideology that I didn't necessarily have before. And from there, man, it was just literally, it went sailing. I was on the dean's list. I kept going. And then I just further pursued all the way into doing my master's right after at Southern Oregon University, joined the Alumni Association as the president there, and just kept rolling, man. I just kept rolling. I realized how important networking was, how important it was to connect with community. And I think these were the first seeds towards building what today is now BASE as a community
organization. You were flying, so let's get to BASE. We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Tell me about BASE and what it does and what it means to this community.
Yeah, so BASE, okay. So basically, BASE is a platform for connection, support, and resources for those that primarily were historically excluded. So our equity focuses primarily on Black residents. However, we try to ensure that the culture of Black community is represented here for the entire community to feel and be educated by, because everybody becomes better and the community just becomes more successful in that sense.
We're all part of the community.
Yes, yes. So it makes it so much better. And so being a family-centered nonprofit in Southern Oregon, we make belonging visible through youth mentoring, arts, and community events year-round. And, you know, being selected by the Oregon Cultural Trust is both an honor for us, and it's a signal. It's a signal that a region like ours deserves just as much access to the culture and opportunity as anywhere else in Oregon, right? And so this particular grant gives what we call birth to our Black Cultural Legacy Series. It's a youth-led art public celebration and partnerships that welcome the entire community. And so there's a lot that goes into that. It's a season full of youth-led arts, community events, gallery, museum, exhibitions during Black History Month. We'll be doing Kwanzaa learning, Juneteenth celebrations, and collaborations with partners like the Rogue Gallery and Art Center, the Oregon Black Pioneers for Education and Impact. And students don't just show up, they lead. They'll be curating, performing, speaking, and learning history they can stand on.
Wow. All that. Yeah. And Amy, your support is fueling that momentum.
Yeah, it's really all of Oregon and the belief and power of community, which when we share that together can really elevate meaningful projects. This was a peer review panel evaluating all of these proposals. And what BASE's proposal showed us is a strong community impact by uplifting emerging creative leaders and creating a public place to showcase their work, particularly in a region where these voices are often underrepresented. You know, the cultural development program wants to expand public access to high-quality cultural experiences, and we get to do that because hundreds and thousands of Oregonians give every year to the Oregon Cultural Trust.
Well, tell me very quickly, what's your vision going forward for the Oregon Cultural Trust?
My vision, I'm new to my role, and what I think about right now is how do we strengthen Oregon's statewide arts and culture story so that we're basing that with the economic data, the impact, but also the community impact. And how do we build clarity and alignment across our sectors so we're really speaking as a state together in a meaningful way that all Oregonians can feel proud of?
Okay, and Vance, I'll give you the last word. You got about 30 seconds. Tell me, where do you see BASE in the next 5 to 10 years?
A place where you have proud youth and families, informed neighbors, in a region where belonging is routine and not just rare, right?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you both.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
My guests were Amy Lewin, Executive Director of the Oregon Cultural Trust, and Vance Beach, Executive Director of the Black Alliance and Social Empowerment of Southern Oregon, also known as BASE.